It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll do it live. And thing sucks.
You watch it. And so help me God, you'll be scrubbing urinals at the Burt Reynolds Theater.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the broadcast, Jay Lakin from PokerSourceOnline.com. You know, I've been doing a little bit of that lately.
Yes, you have.
And he's got all sorts of information on what's legal, what's not legal, and, you know, how to do that type of stuff online if you're up to it.
Mm-hmm. You'll keep it legal, won't you?
I'll keep it totally legal.
In your personal life?
I'm a legal kind of guy.
Always right? have been.
That's the way I look at it. We also attempt to add to our museum of oddities. Uh-huh.
Can you add to something that doesn't exist?
That sounds better, Robin. Uh-huh. Beth Ann found another one, and I think you'll enjoy this. And also, our blind taste test.
Yes.
I was just talking to Rob about his entry, and sounds pretty strong to me.
Oh, I'm sure. He's very good in the kitchen.
And I'll be interested to see what Buzz comes up with, because we caught him by surprise on it today, and we'll see exactly what he delivers tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about what it's going to be amongst ourselves.
Yes.
And, have you given it thought? I mean, do you know exactly what you're going to be making tonight?
I believe I do.
Okay, very good.
So, is it your cereal?
No. You know, I thought
his
about
cereal
that.
Is excellent.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Is. I don't doubt it.
Yeah,
thank
I mean,
you.
Buzz Crunch works. It really, really does.
If I ate that many nuts, my stomach would fall out.
You want to know what I did to Buzz Crunch?
What'd you do to it?
Did I tell you this on the air?
I don't think so.
Not on the air. No.
I put honey on it.
That's a very good move, by the way.
I put honey on it.
Junior, where's the honey?
But I didn't put bananas on
top. Bananas on top.
But tomorrow we will have our blind taste testers, Marie from Fairfax, Lewis from Culpeper, both legally blind, and may the best signature dish win. All that coming up on tomorrow's show. Now back to the final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Why, thanks. American Airlines cut service today by canceling scheduled flights out of New York, Chicago, Boston, San Diego, and Honolulu.
Thank you.
There is, however, a way to get your $15 back now that you have to pay to check even one bag on American.
Tell me.
A Nevada whorehouse is now giving $15 discounts to customers who had to fly to get there. The Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Oh, there he is.
Is offering $15 discounts to folks who bring
doesn't
in...
miss a trip.
Is that our buddy Dennis?
That's DA.
Is he the king of marketing or what?
Oh, my God.
Folks who bring in their baggage charge receipt will get their $15 back.
I love Dennis Hoff.
Quoting Dennis, so long as the airlines keep sticking it to the customer, we feel obligated to help.
Yeah, and sticking it is a good thing to say, too.
Hope he breaks even on that.
You know, the guy is on it. He really is.
He is on
the news stories of the day.
And I have a theory. I mean, not only is he an aggressive marketer, but it's possible that the Bunny Ranch is also feeling the effects of the economy. They need to do a little promotion,
I'm guessing. We might have to get old Dennis Hoff on the show
and
next
ask
week.
Him. That's a very good question.
That's going to be a tough get. We'd have to call him.
And he'd have to answer.
Absolutely.
Whenever a new cargo bay, this is a true story. I learned this actually on a visit to NASA in Florida.
Okay.
Whenever a new cargo bay arrives at the International Space Station, the astronauts gather around the hatch to enjoy the fresh Florida air that drifts out of it. It gets a little stale in the space station.
It's cool, but it's also gross because really it probably smells like ass up there.
But they say you can really smell this incredible fresh air when you open the hatch of a new cargo bay that's arrived delivering goods to the space station. And in fact, the guys on the ground at NASA have started throwing in a little Florida citrus, some oranges and some other things, make it smell even better.
You know, if they were bad actors, you know. And incidentally, yes, and I'm going to the ether frolic later on.
Good for you.
Bad actors. What the hell? Boy, long day for me. I would think if you really were, so inclined, imagine going into one of those cargo bays. Okay, about 20 minutes before liftoff.
See, that would be...
I hate the commander of that flight.
That would be bad. And besides, the astronauts have that problem enough already.
Well, let's open up the cargo bay. Oh, my God.
This isn't the coil we ordered.
Help me. Who did this?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Oh, Cletus.
So you can imagine how the astronauts feel today now that their toilet has been clogged for a week.
God love them.
They heard a loud noise a week ago today, and after that, the fan that's used to suck waste away from their bodies was no longer working. Without the fan, the waste floats free in the cabin.
Oh, God.
They've
kind of cool, though.
The waste floats free.
I mean, it would just look neat. I'd like to see a movie of it.
Yes, look at that.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure the movies like that exist.
They have jerry-rigged it, as these engineers in space often have to do. They just don't have the parts to fix the problem properly. So NASA's planning to send up in a shuttle this weekend the replacement parts.
So not only will, and I would imagine the shuttle will come up with a cargo bay with that stuff, right?
That's right. That's some fresh fresh air.
So they'll get the Florida air and they'll fix their toy.
But sadly, for a week now, they've been going into a docked Russian spaceship, using it as kind of an outhouse, if you will. The Soyuz toilet, by the way, is just a few days away from being full.
Well, I would say the space food that they... I'd say drink a lot of Tang.
Let me say this again. The Soyuz toilet is just a few days away from being full.
Sorry about that. Didn't
Thank
know he
you.
Was queuing
now,
me on that
Now, you say
one.
Exhaust fan. Does it, like, take the leave-ins and shoot them out into space?
It's not an exhaust fan. It creates a vacuum between your buttocks and the fan itself so that it draws the waste away from your body.
Good. That's good news.
You had to ask.
And you had to answer.
I did.
Hey there. This is Katie, and
Katie.
I have a great ass.
Thought I'd play it, you know. Oh, hi, Katie.
You'll be getting a fan letter for that.
Speaking of fans.
Flowers for Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. A group called Grassfire says, and I quote, "It's time for Americans to purge ourselves of the false guilt that Al Gore and the climate alarmists have placed upon us." So Grassfire has chosen
Gore?
June 12th as Carbon Belch Day.
I got it.
You did.
Yes, sir.
Carbon
nice.
Belch Day. Americans are being invited to celebrate by, quoting the group's president, hosting a barbecue, going for a drive, leaving a few lights on, or even smoking cigars.
So these are the people who say there's no global warming.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, here's the deal.
This is a real mature way for them to handle it, isn't it?
Well, for this group of asshats, I really have to say, we do it anyway. There's really no need to have a special day. We drive our big cars. We have our barbecues. People aren't, you know, it's not like you have to spotlight it, all
right?
Really. That's really like backing big oil. You know what I mean? You're rooting for the winning team already. The game's already in your favor overwhelmingly, so get bent. Pound sand. Screw you.
Agreed.
Lick it.
Concerned.
Mike.
Sorry, Rob.
Concerned about the polygamist kids in Texas who are being sent back to their parents. Police have issued photos of one polygamist kissing his wife, who's 12 years old.
Oh, so, well, all right.
I've seen it.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
We have a picture. How come we don't see any of this on the news? How can we see these people every day?
You will tonight.
Really? We'll see the pictures of this?
Yes, you will. I've seen the picture. Rob's seen the picture.
All you see is the lady with the, you know, something about Mary hair. That's all you see. And, you know, you never hear about this kind of crap. Mm-hmm. It's always alleged, and I'd like to see the hard evidence, so to speak.
You'll see an adult male holding his 12-year-old bride. She's dressed up real pretty-like.
About how old is the male?
He looks to be in his late 20s, maybe.
I would have said early 20s,
early
but
20s,
in his 20s.
Mid-20s
yeah.
then.
Hey,
yeah.
What's going on this side?
Mike, you describe him to a T.
It's a photo of leader Warren Jeff kissing his underaged wife as an example of, quote, how a husband kisses a wife.
Isn't this the guy, isn't that Warren Jeff the guy that's in jail?
And he's the leader of the of this particular polygamist cult group.
Okay, so that proves kind of proves the point there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what they're hoping is that this picture will act as evidence to get state officials to intervene again and again, take these kids away from what is believed to be abuse.
This looks to me like it's another example of law enforcement, you know, attacking the problem but not doing it in the in a well thought out manner. And therefore, if there are really instances of abuses, and really, in a way, some of these couples that you see look legit, like they really want their kids back. But yet, if they're even remotely aware of this kind of crap going on, I think all bets are off. Because, take the kids away. Put them in a safe environment.
Please.
Finally, a 17-year-old girl in Westchester County, New York, is suing the cops there over what she says they did with a video they found while raiding her home on a marijuana issue. The video the police took shows the girl performing a variety of sex acts. The girl says the cops used the video for their own amusement and, quote, gratification.
Oh, my.
And in Tampa, a 50-year-old man employed a nude housemaid for $100 an hour. An attractive...
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman. Because I'm nice.
An attractive woman in her 20s, the nude housemaid, took the $100... and $40,000 worth of the man's wife's jewelry.
Oh, dear.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That one made us all pause, didn't it? Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We'd really like to thank Jim Killeen. He's the filmmaker who made Google Me.
Which one?
The movie. Seven of them total in his movie.
That's right.
I forgot what the website is, but if you really want to
Google
find it.
GoogleMeTheMovie.com.
That's it. All right. Go to Google to find out more about that. Also, sort of thank you to Crystal Skull Explorer Joshua Shapiro. And our thanks to Amazing Entertainment for providing us with Tara. Happy birthday, Joe Arden.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, happy birthday, Joe.
Many, many more. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the New Potato Radio Network. That's what I've been thinking about for the last 2 minutes.
Sure.
For Beth Ann,
Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with an apology poem for all of our listeners.
Oh, how nice.
Here we go. You ready?
Yes, ready.
Kill the music or music?
No, it's all right. Do a little poetry every now and then. Uh-huh. I thought I'd be interviewing a hero when Beth Ann booked Joshua Shapiro. But the mystery of the skull was so effing dull that she now owes me Robert De Niro. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow for our big show. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Gay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.